Boy, do I have some questions. Anyway, this is Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful that you chose to be with me on this June 27th day, 2025. And that's when this is being recorded and aired for. I have some doozies that people are offering me, and I am terribly grateful for all of this interest. Who knew? Who knew you'd be this interested in all of this? Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for your questions. It's very important to me that you offer your questions. So the first one comes from Richard in Connecticut. Wow, that's a long ways away from us. And I'm very grateful he listens to us weekly. And he asks, well, he goes into a litany of political stuff. And he says, how do we become merciful, okay, when we are being so screwed? And then he goes into all the things that government is doing right now. So I am going to share this with you. Richard, one of the things that I don't think people really want to understand is having any kind of self-examination about themselves, what they're doing with their life, why their life is the way it is. You and I live in a very difficult world, a very difficult world. I cannot tell you, and I'm sure you understand just how difficult this world is, and it is due to the neglect of the soul. It is due to the neglect of inner awakening. People are not interested in inner awakening. You are probably not interested in any kind of inner awakening. So when you ask, you know, how are we supposed to be merciful when we're getting screwed? That whole attitude is, well, it counteracts exactly the answer to your question. And I don't know really if I could ever appeal to any part of you that would understand what it means to be merciful and compassionate, just because you and I are living in this country where there are tremendous changes being made that are the temperament of the people. The temperament of the people. Remember what Jefferson said, the government you get is the one you deserve. So the temperament of the people here is more than, shall we say, is reasonable in the proximity of the reality of a person's life. I mean, you expect more. You expect a lot of really good things, as you said in your email, to be happening, and that government should be taking care of us. When you look at the people, the Congress, the president, the vice president, do you really look at them and think to yourself, these are caring people? Really? And do you not understand that they are the dregs of our society and maybe even the earth? And the whole idea that we voted for them, that we initiated contact with them, as it were, and made them, quote unquote, possible, do you not take responsibility for that? The only thing you can change, Richard, is yourself. You can't change people. You can't change government. You're going to have to transcend all that you are thinking, saying, and doing, all of the political craziness that you're involved in, as you stated in your email to me, and really begin to realize what's going on here. You and I are a part of this, and we are a part of this world. We incarnated into this world based on past incarnations that we have lived in. People conveniently don't want to accept that. They're more religious. They want to believe that God's in control. Well, if God's in control, he's not doing a very good job. Not at all. And you can probably see that. I can certainly see it. It has nothing to do with God. It has to do with my karma, your karma. The karma that we live in, that we move in, that we have our life in this world. And that karma came from many a past experience. And this is something that people don't want to admit, don't want to see, don't want to understand, because it requires self-examination. And if you're not into self-examination, if you're not working upon yourself by realizing what is it about me that makes my life possible, what is it about me that brought me to this world, that brought me to a society and let's say the culture of this society, what is it about me? Now, those are powerful questions. Most people can't answer them. Most people refuse to even think about them. So we get all of these people who, well, basically are believing that we should have our politicians be at the mercy of our ill-gotten lifestyle that we think is perfectly normal or okay or rightful or righteous. We just keep going on and on with that. And that is what makes it very difficult to manage people. Don't let yourself be managed by government or by people. Let yourself be at the mercy of love within you. If you can let yourself be at the mercy of the great love that lives within you, if you can explore beyond your confines of mind and body, if you can go and transcend a little bit, doing the things that are greater than yourself, greater than your aspirations, greater than your opinions, then you are doing something transcendent. Then you are doing something meaningful. And you are setting into motion brand new, states of karma that will change the way you live your life. You will no longer be living in the confines of realizing the institute of your fears, your desires, your consequences. And if you are beyond living in consequence, then you are in the basis for great love and wisdom to come about. But again, this requires a lot of attention on our part, attention that people don't want to do. We love hate. You have to understand that. Richard, you love hate. You love what you think is hate, righteous hate, against what you think of as good. And you have every right, I guess, to do that, but it isn't going to change a single thing. You have to want love, real love, more than wanting what you think is love, what you believe is love. So when you start looking at your philosophy of life, you begin to see your idyllic idealism is just not true. And instead of abandoning your idealism and what you think government should be or people should be, instead of abandoning that for the sake of becoming that which you think that you are or that you is your philosophy or is your idealism, if you can transcend what you think other people are doing for the sake of doing what is important to you as love, as kindness, as forgiveness, as compassion, as generosity, if you can do any of that and just focus on that, not being concerned about government, what it is or is not doing, you'll find yourself in a different position. I've been doing this for over 50 years, and I never give up. And my call is not to change you, but to say the things that others won't say, to be the revelation of a great reveal that is love. And love is not always pretty. As Lhotse said, pretty words are never true. True words are never pretty. So if you want to really change things, give up your hate-mongering of the politics and start being the love you want to see in this world. Be that which you really are, not what you profess to be. And that will change a lot of wonderful things in your day, maybe even in this world. I think it can change everything for each of us. Anyway, Thank you, Richard. And thank you for listening. And thank you for your question. I am deeply grateful. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.